So all of that information on nomenclature for organic isomers pertains to your naming questions in the final exam. Now the next type of isomers are optical isomers, and these ones then we focus on having a chiral centre in our molecule. Now our chiral centre then has to have four different groups attached to the carbon, and as a result the mirror images are non-superimposable. So you can see the molecule in the mirror there is a non-superimposable mirror image of the image in the mirror. The nomenclature system here is S and R. Again, based on the high priority groups, we identify the chiral centre, the carbon with the four different groups attached to it, and our molecule. We then organise the molecule so that we're looking from carbon to the lowest priority group. So in the case of the example with the bromine in it, we can see that we're looking from that central carbon, the chiral carbon, to the hydrogen, which is the lowest priority group, so it's pointing directly away from us, indicated by the dotted line. And we then put the priorities on the groups around that chiral carbon. So one for bromine, highest priority, two for the ethyl group, next highest, and then three for the methyl group, the third highest priority. We then trace the direction from highest priority to lowest priority, and the direction of that tracing indicates effectively whether it's the R or the S isomer. So in the clockwise case, we're looking at the R isomer. In the anti-clockwise case, we're looking at the S isomer. Very conveniently, the tracing of that clockwise follows the shape of the top of the letter R. The shape of the letter S traces the anti-clockwise direction of the movement of the priority arrow. So again, this is